Oh, hi there. Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I'm sure you didn't expect to find anyone here while trying to sneak in. Oh, you're not sneaking in. Well, that's weird because you were being really quiet. And I know it's past your curfew. I know. Curfew. It sounds weird for a grown man, huh? Your mom and I were watching a movie down here, and I was getting sleepy. Plus, I had a few glasses of wine, but. So she actually suggested I stay over on a pull-out sofa instead of driving home, which is a good idea. And she mentioned you were out and probably would probably come home like around midnight or whatever, but it's well after that. And I wonder, what were you out doing? Maybe you were out with some girl who lost track of time. I remember what it's like to be in college, baby, don't worry. One minute you're fucking like crazy, the next thing you know, you're sound asleep and you've missed your curfew. Is that what happened to you? What's the matter? Okay, I got your tongue. Oh, you can tell me. I may be your mom's best friend, but I'm still cool. Like, I can keep a secret. I'm not a narc or anything, so. I know at your age it's hard to believe that anyone older can actually be cool enough not to tell the parents what you've been up to, but I'm not like most women my age. I'm not some suburban soccer mom trying to, hang out and, and sing along to Hozier songs in my crossover SUV. I'm definitely not like Regina George's mom trying too hard to be hip and quoting Tay Tay songs made for like teenage girls. Like, get the fuck out of here. I was never into that pop crap. Not even when I was in college. So, I mean, I always liked music with an edge, but I was very cool. So, like, back in the late 90s, I saw Alanis my freshman year of college, Junkie Tour, Liz Phair opening. Not that I was only into chick rock or anything. I mean, I was big into Beck and obviously Missy Elliott and some other R&B and stuff, but yeah. Probably because I like to get my freak on so much. It's one of my faves. And I still do, of course. But I'm rambling. And speaking of me getting my freak on, you never answered me. Is that what you were up to tonight? Are you coming home late because you were getting yourself a little piece of ass? Aw, you do look so fucking bashful. But, I mean, you don't have to be ashamed. I mean, what do you mean women don't really notice you? And that I find hard to believe. I mean, obviously you're not some like super buff like alpha male or anything, but that's not what every woman wants. Personally, I like guys who are a little more intellectual and quirky. I've always been drawn to the offbeat ones, like nerds, emo boys, gamers. That's my style, really. And honestly, the older I get, I strongly prefer them to be younger than me. I mean, men my age can't really keep up, and women don't peak sexually until their 30s, and then it lasts for 20 years. Men at their peak, it's in their 20s, but that's what I crave. A man at the peak of his sexual powers, and I deserve it, honestly. I mean, look at me. I'm not doing Pilates every damn day to impress some middle-aged guy with a beer belly and a closet full of fleece vests. I mean, you see how my yoga pants just hug my ass and toned thighs. And my little jacket's so tight it looks like it's like I was poured into the damn thing. I mean, I can get away with wearing stuff like this because my tummy is flat, of course, and I like to show off my body, but not many women my age can. Do you like it? I mean, it's okay to admire it. I do adore the attention, especially from younger guys. So go ahead, baby. Take a look. And don't be shy. You're allowed to look. You're a young man. And I know you have needs. You can appreciate my body, even if I am your mother's closest friend. Oh, don't worry, Eric. I'm not going to tell her that you were checking me out. Just like I'm not going to tell her that I caught you sneaking in late. At least, I probably won't. As long as you can convince me that you're a good boy. And you can be a good boy, can't you, Eric? Go ahead and tell me how hot my body is, baby. You can praise me. Don't be bashful. You need to say that shit with some confidence, and I want to hear you. So tell me, I have a hot ass body. Thank you, baby. I'm glad you agree. It's nice to hear. Even if I had to bully you into it. You know, you can see more if you like. The thing is, I'm not wearing anything under this tight little yoga jacket. Not even a bra. My tits are just naturally perky, and, you know, if I just slide the zipper down. I know it sounds kind of wonky, doesn't it? But, I mean, it is plastic, so whatever. But you can get a nice view of my cleavage. Would you like to see more? You know, Eric, why don't you come over here and pull the zipper all the way down? I've seen you checking me out before. You think you're getting away with something, but I always notice. Yeah. So you don't have to deny it. I mean, really, I don't mind. I like the attention. I don't care if it's just because you have a cougar fetish or maybe you have some erotic fantasy about fucking your mom's brain. Is that what it is? It definitely sounds like the storyline to a porn. But that's okay with me. I mean, I told you I'm pretty cool and laid back, and I don't need to know the reason you're checking me out. I just like that you do. So, why don't you tell me something? Have you ever jerked off to me, Eric? I bet you have. I bet you stroked that young dick thinking about fucking your mom's best friend. And the thing is, it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a fantasy, baby. And I have a bit of a confession myself, so I've thought about it too, and I know it's dirty, but I have a really high sex drive, and I get very needy, and the fantasy is just too fucking dirty to resist. I've even gotten myself off to it. I'm not joking. One time I was over here with your mom and we had a few drinks, and you came in after some class and you were carrying your books, and I thought to myself that I just fucking miss college guys. It's been such a long time and I couldn't get it out of my head. That night I went home and I stripped down to nothing but my panties, and I fucked myself silly with a toy, and I imagined it was you. And I haven't done it since. It was just that one time. But now that we're here all alone and your mom is sound asleep upstairs, it's late and my tits are practically out, and there isn't a damn thing stopping us from making my fantasy a reality. That is, you know, if you're man enough to take what you want. Because I know you want me. Why are you even denying it? I can see how hard your dick is, baby. And that is an impressive bulge in your pants. That's what I love about younger guys. You're so fucking horny. Not like guys my age who have to take a pill and wait an hour just to get like half a chub. So, come on, baby. Don't be shy. Just come over here if you would like to see my titties up close, baby. And maybe put them in your mouth. Come on. Don't make me order you to do it, baby. Or beg you. Oh, that's it. Look how eager you are. Such a good fucking boy. Yeah, you could take him out, guy. There you go. Do you like what you see? You like staring at my nipples, baby, and seeing how hard they are? You can taste them. Go ahead. Oh, that's it. Oh, such a good fucking boy. Yes, yes, please. Suck on my nipples, baby. Oh, that's it. Oh, and don't be afraid to get bold, baby. Yeah, you can shove my leggings down. Go ahead. Oh, you like my thong? Yeah. Sometimes I like wearing just nice little thin pair of white thong sometimes. Just, you know, it feels a little wicked and out of character, I guess. Guess because I'm just such a slut about it, and they're so fucking soaked, don't you see that? Yeah. I know, it looks like you want to touch me, baby, don't you? It's okay, you can. You want to feel how wet I am? Go ahead. Have you ever touched a grown-ass woman like this before? Oh, you like it? Then kiss me, baby. What's that? You want to fuck me? You want to fuck your mom's best friend while she's asleep upstairs? That would be so fucking naughty, baby. So, why don't you do something for me? Take your shirt off. Yeah, here. Go ahead. I'm gonna get you out of those pants. Yeah, let's down to the zipper and the buckle. Yeah, let's pull these down. Look at that. Oh my god. The head is already glistening with little drops of cum, baby. Oh, let me get on my knees, like, here. I just want to taste it. Oh. I'll just lick it up. Do you like your mom's hot friend licking the head of your dick, baby? Oh, you do? I can suck it too if you want that, but you have to ask, baby. Remember to use your fucking words. Ask me to suck your dick, baby, and beg me for it. Yeah. Such a good fucking boy. I'm gonna give you just what you need. So tell me that feels good, baby, because I know I'm a very good dick sucker. And just moan for me, baby. Nobody's gonna hear you. Now that's it. You moan for me so I know how good I'm making you fucking feel. Let me hear your pleasure, baby. But you know what I like even more? When you're inside of me, baby. Yeah. Are you ready to fuck me? Because I want that hard dick of yours inside of me. So come on. Come over here and sit on that couch, baby, so I can ride that long, hard, throbbing dick of yours. Yeah. I am so wet and ready for you, baby. I'm gonna straddle you, okay? Yeah. You ready? Fuck. Oh, that feels good. We are being so fucking dirty, and I fucking love it, baby. Oh my god. Bury your face in my tits while I ride you, yeah. I'm gonna fuck you so good. And I want you to fill me up. And you can slap my ass. And, as a bonus, for being such a good fucking boy for me, you can come all in me. Yeah, you ready? So just let me ride this dick, baby. Oh my god, you're gonna make me come so fucking hard. I want you to feel this pussy, baby. I want every fucking drop of your cum, baby. Can you do that for me? Fill my fucking pussy, please. Fill me completely. Fuck. It feels so fucking good with you inside of me. Oh, can't help myself. Look at you lifting me up and holding my ass as I bounce. I'm gonna go faster. Yeah. Yeah, like that. Oh, yeah, that's it, babe. Oh, let me just grind against you. Yeah. Oh, you want to slap it? I know you want to, baby. Go ahead. Oh, such a dirty fucking boy for me. Tell me to fuck you harder. Oh, lift me up some more. You know, I want to keep grinding. Yeah. I'm so fucking needy, baby. Grab my hair and pull it. Oh, and it made me arch my back. Oh, it feels so fucking good inside me, baby. Oh, I want you to feel good too, baby. So when you're ready And I know you're fucking close. Just fill this pussy, baby, because I need it. I need your cum inside of me, baby. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna make me cum so fucking hard. And I'm so fucking close. Oh, yeah, wait. Slow down. Play with my clip, baby. Yeah. Oh, so fucking sensitive. Fuck. Oh, yeah, give it to me, baby. Come on. Come inside of me. Oh. Mm-hmm. I want you to come in me like a good boy would. Come with me because I'm ready. You want to come together? Yeah? Oh, come for me, baby. Now. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're still coming. Look at you. Oh, such a good fucking boy for me, baby. God. Oh, fuck. That was so fucking hot. Oh, my God. Come here. Yeah. Oh, I want to taste it, baby. Wait, wait, wait. No, no, no. Let me get out of here. I want to lick it all up and clean you up, baby. No, I don't want to waste a drop of it, baby. What's that? It's sensitive. Good. It tastes so fucking good. We taste so fucking good, baby. Yeah. Oh my god, I love that. Fuck. I loved fucking you, baby. Did you enjoy that? Oh, I know you did. Just relax, baby. We did get a little loud, but I'm sure that your mom didn't hear us, so I think we're good. But at the same time, I really don't give a fuck if she heard us, but I know. Well, I could use a shower, and I need to get to bed, but you know where I live, right? So maybe you should come over sometime, and maybe you can help me out with some chores. Yeah. Eric, this was so much fucking fun, baby, and I hope you enjoyed it. And I can't wait till you stop by and see me sometime.